waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
All right, it is a Wednesday. Good to have you here. Good to have you here. Evangelicals have been vindicated time and again since Donald Trump was elected president. So many were berated and called out for how could you support that person, especially by the national news media and so forth. How can you support somebody who conducts themselves that way? I don't know. How do you support Bob De Niro in the way he acts? Ask yourself that. Donald Trump vindicated those. Supreme Court pick number two now out there. Michael Anthony, Pastor Michael Anthony here, an award-winning communicator with a mission to inspire, challenge, and motivate others to think deeply. So let's see if it works. Pastor, welcome to the program.
Steve, great to be on your show. Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. All right, so I noticed that the Democrats, the liberals, the left, the Antifa crowd was out there with their full laundry list of complaints and concerns outside of the Supreme Court Monday. They didn't even know who they were protesting. They had to sit down, adults, sitting down and scribbling the name of Brett Kavanaugh onto placards. It's pathetic to me, honestly. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's a typical situation of where we're at in the nation, and that people are protesting and they're angry, and they don't even know what they're angry and protesting at anymore. It's really a sad state of affairs, and it's the result of America losing its moral and spiritual compass. This is the byproduct of what happens when a nation drops back and punts on historic Judeo-Christian values. That's what we're
seeing
in our
nation. The mob rules. Yeah, the mob rules is what you're telling me here.
Well, that's what the far left tends to think. That's actually what the far left wants. I mean, that's one of the reasons why socialism is becoming increasingly popular among young people. If you beat the current system down to death, something has to arise in its place, and that's what we're seeing.
So let me ask you this, Pastor. As you look at Neil Gorsuch and you look at the Supreme Court decisions here, one of the ones that was overlooked and didn't get the kind of attention I think it truly deserved was out of California, where problem pregnancy centers at Christian centers were told they had to put up on the walls information about abortion clinics. They had to advertise, in effect, for abortion clinics inside Christian facilities. Now, that has been struck down by the Supreme Court. How important is that decision to you?
Steve, it's massive because, first of all, it was a 5-4 decision. It could have easily been 5-4 in the other direction. Just so people understand, the California court was requiring religious crisis pregnancy centers to provide information about abortions, which is contradictory to the very reason why a religious crisis pregnancy center would exist in the first place. So it's a perfect reminder of the role of a president, regardless of what you think of a president in a variety of issues. At the end of the day, the president gets to shape not only political views, he also gets to affect theological views, such as abortion. So we would have been in a very different situation had someone else been elected to the presidency who had a very different view of abortion.
The point is this.
Hillary Clinton pro-abortion and pro-partial birth abortion like we had never seen before.
But even more importantly, I think, Pastor, is that the government cannot order you to advocate for a position or a group of people you oppose. They can't order you to you must say this, you must adhere to this, the freedom of speech doesn't just allow me to say as I please, it allows me not to advocate for others if I don't want to, because saying nothing is also a form of freedom of speech, and the government cannot dictate to you as a Christian organization that you must do these things, or any religious organization for that matter, positions that you oppose. That is huge protection.
It's massive. Well, Steve, you believe that. I believe that. Many of your listeners believe that. But the far left doesn't believe that. And that's why our nation is in a titanic battle right now. And you and I must do more than simply discuss. Listeners must do more than just listen these days, because the far left is not just listening. They're mobilizing, and the First Amendment is in the crosshairs today. So if we ignore our freedoms, and if we confuse discussing the problem with seeking to solve it, our freedoms are going to go away. So it's time for freedom-loving people, people who do love the Constitution, who do believe that the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion, the freedom to assemble peaceably. If we believe in those things, it's time to stand up and speak out.
It's the free exercise thereof that a lot of people miss in the First Amendment. Pastor Michael Anthony here has also written a book, a call for courage, living with power, truth, and love in an age of intolerance and fear. But the problem, I think, here for the left, Pastor, is that they have used, they've cried wolf so many times. The sky is falling, doom and gloom, and Brett Kavanaugh is such an extremist that, you know, abortion will be gone, gun control will be gone, the environment will be on, so the fields will be on fire, the sky will be falling, women will be dragged to the kitchen and their shoes will be taken away from them as they're pushed back into the kitchen, guys with white pointy hats will come running from the darkness, you know, with torches in their hands, and all of this fear-mongering nonsense, and I think that the American public is finally to the point of, like, stop it, just stop it, because we've had enough of your nonsense.
True. People, I think people are fed up on one hand. And, you know, if I can speak to this, Steve, you know, back in the 1970s when Roe v. Wade was decided, we didn't even have medical information about abortion and the life and the heartbeat issue, proof of a heartbeat at that time. Medical science advanced quite a bit over the past decade. So I don't mind saying, quite honestly, that it's not necessarily a bad thing to revisit Roe v. Wade. Because we have information now that we didn't have then. So that's part of the conclusive, the evidence that they used to rule on Roe v. Wade was based on old, outdated information.
That's true. So, and something else I need to point out here, the vast majority of Americans support limits on abortion past 12 weeks. The vast, I think it's about 70, over 70% of Americans believe that abortion should be limited after 12 weeks. The heartbeat law takes it back to 6 weeks. Right. But here's what's really striking. Is that a proposal was put forth a couple of times in the last 2 years here on Capitol Hill that would limit abortions after 20 weeks. And the Democrats, 100%, every single member, rejected that, said no. The vast number of Americans think that abortion should be greatly limited, if not stopped altogether after 12 weeks. Democrats can't even support stopping it after 20. Shocking to me.
It is shocking. And it's, people need to remember that had Hillary Clinton been elected, she would have been one of the most pro, if not the most pro-abortion presidents in our history, and she would have been completely out of the mainstream. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you want to villainize, quote-unquote, what you think are radical views of the far right, then you have to be consistent and you have to be honest about your radical views on the far left. Because the radical views that they're saying are radical on the far right, they're actually mainstream views, like you just pointed out.
They really are.
The left has that loud voice. They scream louder than the rest of us up to this point.
Yeah, well, the problem is,
it's time for the rest of us to respond with humility, but with courage as well.
Last quick question, and I only have about 20 seconds here to give you the last word. Have you, as an evangelical, been vindicated by what Donald Trump has done as president?
I think anybody who understood the significance of the Supreme Court, that alone helps us understand that the fundamental direction of the nation would be drastically different if we had somebody else in the presidency.
And no question. Pastor Michael Anthony, the new book, A Call for Courage, Living with Power, Truth, and Love in an Age of Intolerance and Fear. Thank you. Well done.
Steve, thank you.
Really appreciate it. Quick break and a couple of big stories that you haven't focused on today, like the pardoning of the cattle ranchers in Oregon that started that 41-day standoff at the National Wildlife Refuge. They've been pardoned by Donald Trump. We'll talk about that. And Boston allowing non-citizens to vote? Where else are you going to hear about it?